This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State education officials are threatening to suspend funding to Wisconsin's biggest school district. Milwaukee officials were supposed to turn over important financial reports 8 months ago. The Department of Public Instruction says Milwaukee school officials have to submit an action plan to avoid having funds cut off. The Madison judge presiding over the latest Act 10 court case appears to have signed a recall petition against then-Governor Scott Walker. Governor Evers says Jacob Frost should not recuse himself.
Oh, I don't think so. Recusal is kind of a death knell of judiciary. Let's just let it play out.
Judge Frost could rule to restore union rights that many Wisconsin public workers lost in 2011. Yellow Home Food Delivery Service is closing 4 warehouses in Wisconsin. The company used to be known as Schwann's. It says it's closing operations in Eau Claire, Marshfield, Wausau, and Rice Lake. 32 people are being laid off. The company tells state officials the layoffs are permanent. The State of Wisconsin Investment Board is investing in cryptocurrency. The board manages assets for public employees' retirement funds. The most recent filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission shows it's invested more than $187 million in funds and companies associated with Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. Sunday is Heat Action Day. Wisconsin's population is getting older and climate change is making things dangerous. Dr. Freddie Otto is with World Weather Attribution.
Especially for those elderly people, people living in poor housing in general, are those who bear the brunt of these extreme heat waves that we see across the world.
Wisconsin spends 11 more days than we used to with highs in the 90s or hotter. Americans are drinking less milk than ever. Milwaukee Magazine reports fluid milk consumption has been dropping since the USDA began tracking it in 1975. Milk-like beverages made from almonds, oats, and soy are largely to blame. Wisconsin is the second leading milk-producing state in the nation, behind California. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. As warmer weather begins to spread throughout the area, Northland wildlife officials are reminding residents not to interact with deer that wander into their yards. According to a Northern News Now report, interacting with deer in your yard could leave the deer with your scent, which could attract predators when it leaves. If residents do see a deer in their yard that appears to be injured, they should watch it from a distance and contact a rehabilitation center to determine the correct steps to take next. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is looking for landowners who may be willing to host a gun deer hunt for hunters with disabilities this fall. According to a press release, the event is scheduled for October 5th to 13th, and to participate in the program, landowners must have at least 60 acres of land available, be able to host at least 3 hunters, and fill out the online application. The event has been going on since 1992 and has helped around 400 hunters with disabilities enjoy the sport each year. 4 people were injured in a crash involving a car and a school bus in Duluth on Wednesday afternoon. According to the Duluth Police Department, the accident occurred around 3:15 p.m. in the Rice Lake Road and Barnes Road area. A message from Duluth Public Schools claims the crash occurred while the bus was pulling out of a parking lot. The driver of the car and the driver, adult and student, that were on the bus were treated for minor injuries. Authorities say the cause of the crash is under investigation. Construction on the historic Duluth Armory is set to begin this summer. According to a Northern News Now report, the Armory Arts and Music Center has been working to rehabilitate the building for years and will now be able to get a full renovation thanks to a $58 million partnership with the building operator, Sherman Associates. Officials are hoping the renovations will increase tourism in the area, making the Armory a cultural venue that combines music and history. Construction work could wrap up by 2026. 43-year-old Lance Tolbert of Duluth has been charged with attempted first-degree homicide after assaulting an 81-year-old man at the Mount Royal Market last week. According to law enforcement authorities, the 81-year-old man says he had never seen or met Tolbert before the incident, and the two did not exchange any words before the attack occurred. He was taken to the hospital with serious injuries that required surgery, but authorities say he is in stable condition. Tolbert was arrested shortly after the attack. Another air show will be visiting Duluth later this summer. According to a WDIO report, Enbridge Energy has announced they will host an air spectacular on July 31st, which will feature the Canadian Forces Snowbirds. The event will be free for anybody in the area, and the show should be visible for practically everybody in downtown Duluth and Canal Park. The performance itself will take place over Lake Superior. More information on the event and a streaming link for people who can't watch live are available online. A Superior man was killed in a rollover crash on Sunday night. According to the Superior Police Department, the single-vehicle crash occurred around 10 p.m. on Sunday near Highway 105 and Logan Avenue. Both the 25-year-old driver and 24-year-old passenger were ejected from the car and taken to the hospital for treatment, but the driver was pronounced dead from the injuries sustained in the crash. The passenger suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Authorities believe speed and alcohol were factors in the crash. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents of its 12th annual Free Fun Weekend. According to a press release, state park admission fees, fishing licenses, and trail passes will be waived for all visitors on Saturday and Sunday. Officials hope that the free weekend gives residents an opportunity to enjoy everything the state parks have to offer and convince them to give the annual pass or fishing license a try. The Free Fun Weekend will also feature free fishing clinics for fishing beginners. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers clocked the Cubs.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was a big night for the Brewers outfielder Blake Perkins, with unbelievable catches in center field and making a difference at the plate.
And a home run saving catch in the top of this frame. In the air, left center field, got some carry. Hop at the wall, it's gone! Blake Perkins, have a night! Two-run home run for Perkins. 7-1 Brewers in the third inning.
Brian Anderson, Valley Sports, Wisconsin. Final score, the Brewers 10, the Cubs 6. Perkins and the Crew defense making big plays. Manager Pat Murphy.
One would have been a grand slam. One would have been a three-run triple probably if he didn't catch it in the corner. And the other diving one, there had to be at least two guys on. Yeah. So, I mean, you're talking 9 runs that you save, plus the inning's still going. Oh, wait a minute. By the way, he made 3 unbelievable catches, saved all those runs. And, by the way, homer. Game to remember.
NFL. At the Packers OTAs, defensive back Jaire Alexander says he's determined to be more of a team player.
Like I said, just going into year 7, at this point, it's I'm trying not to make as much about myself and, just do what's best for the team.
That's Jaire Alexander with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Furiosa was number 1 at the box office this past holiday weekend, but the box office lag continues as theaters saw the weakest Memorial Day weekend for ticket sales in 35 years. The Mad Max film, which had been hyped beyond belief and was well-reviewed by critics, took in only $32 million over the 4-day weekend. Some prognosticators continue to blame the pandemic, but others counter that we've had recent huge box office successes in the last few years, including Barbenheimer, The Little Mermaid, and Top Gun Maverick, continuing to make tracking numbers at theaters a bit of an anomaly. One positive on the horizon for this summer is Wolverine and Deadpool, which doesn't open until late July, but has already broken records for pre-sale tickets. Rounding out the top 5 from last weekend were kid-friendly Garfield in a close second place to Furiosa, the John Krasinski family film If, which came in 3rd, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, and The Fall Guy came in 4th and 5th place, respectively. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 73 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, 54. Tomorrow, scattered rain and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy, 72 by Saturday. Partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms with a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio.